الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One very valuable wazifa that we have been taught in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 27 times, Allahumma ighfir li wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Very easy. Allahumma ighfir li, let us read, Allahumma ighfir li wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. And asking for forgiveness is an absolute necessity for everyone. On one occasion, I had phoned Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and I told Hazrat that no other dua comes on my tongue besides istighfar after Faraz namazes all the time. And I thought Hazrat would reprimand me that so many duas to make. Hazrat said, Mubarak, Maulana, you are on the super highways of Jannah. When a person gets tawfiq of asking forgiveness from Allah, that person is right on the super highways towards Jannah. So we are asking for forgiveness for us, for all, and Allah loves those people who are concerned about the others, concerned about the ummah. Anyone who has got feeling for the ummah, also we should, especially these days, make a lot of dua. Allahumma ighfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma farrij an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regularly we should be making this dua also. So anyone who makes dua for forgiveness and forgiveness for the whole ummah. And here also, there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of wrong. We ourselves are doing so lot wrong. And we should make dua for the hidayah. How much are we making dua? Even our close people, whether it's my son, my daughter, family people, everyday offline, we talk about it, but how much dua do we make? And dua is the main thing, more than our advising them also. Dua is the main thing. And there's absolutely nobody that stops us, then can stop us from dua. Person can hold your lips together, but your heart, nobody can control. In your heart, you can make dua. And dua is from the heart, not from the lips. The lips is lip service. And what is dua is from the heart. So, and a person who's concerned of the whole ummah, all the believers, then what are the three great, great rewards of this? He gets reward equal to the number of Muslims, mu'mins in the whole world, which are roughly about 2 billion. So by reading this 27 times, you get 2 billion sawabs. And then secondly, Allah Ta'ala makes you mustajabud da'wat. All your du'as are accepted. And thirdly, Allah Ta'ala gives rosy to the whole creation by the barakat of this du'a. So if we also understand, it's not the farmers, not the farms, not the factories, not the shops that give rosy. It is these, for this connection with Allah, that gives rosy to the creation. Allah give us that reality. And that if that is there, we won't miss this out. And to read it 27 times, it's not even a minute. To read Allahumma filli wal mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We are here at the end of Rajab. Today is the 26th of Rajab. Another 3-4 days left for the month of Rajab. Then we come into Sha'ban. And how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam looked forward to this great and honorable period. This month of Rajab is from Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. The months in which rewards are increased tremendously. The months in which sins also are increased. We are very particular about sins also during these times. This is the Ashhur-e-Hurum, are those months that whatever we do regularly with punctuality becomes our nature for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives. In other words, it's the ideal time for our islah also, the training period. Be very particular during these periods, whether it is giving up of any sin, our anger, our eyes, our tongue, how we speak, or we want to be regular with jamaat, with namaz, with jamaat, tahajjud, whatever. During these months, be regular, and Allah will grant it to us for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives also. And it is these months that the rewards are also multiplied so greatly. So these are very great and special months. So Allah give us tawfiq. Then the month of Rajab itself, which is a sacred month also, and the month itself, Allah's Nabi made dua, give us barakat in this month. And the barakat of this month is really the miraj of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And by that, our yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala must be made. That in that short period of time, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam left his bed and came back, and the bed was not still cold also. It was still warm. In that he had made a journey to Baitul Muqaddas. And from there to the seventh sky, and then through Jannah, made a journey through Jahannam, and then right up to Sidratul Muntaha, and from where nobody had ever gone before, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went, and came back with the great gift of Namaz, which is the other great barakat of the month of Rajab. Namaz is such a great ibadah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam say, the distinguishing factor between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is namaz. Namaz, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, holds the position of the head in the body. You can find a body without arms, without legs also. But you can't find a body without the head. So you can't find a Muslim really without namaz. Namaz is important. And namaz, for many of us, we take particular care. And good, we should carry on also. To go for janazah namaz also. We'll find sometimes like an awkward time, 11 o'clock at night janazah. But how many people are there? You find sometimes straight after Fajr, people have come from out of town, from where they travel. But for Fajr itself in your own town, then we are not there. What was farz-e kifaya, which a few people could have done, and sufficient for everyone. And what is farz ain, we are not worried about. We are worried about 100 rain, we're not worried of 1,000,000 rain. A person is so particular about 100 rain, but he's not worried of 1,000,000 rain. Namaz is important. Namaz is the first thing to be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah. If it comes out right, everything else will be right. And if it's not, if there's fault in namaz, we got big problems in front also. But how much are we particular about our namaz? Our 5 times namaz, with takbir-e-ula, how long we are making namaz, how many years, but we haven't still come on to takbir-e-ula, that concern. To be for namaz before time, that adhan is given, and normally namaz is made 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later. It is time not just to get ready to come in the masjid and to mentally, spiritually prepare ourselves for namaz. That we are going into namaz, that we must be completely at ease, not rushing to namaz, and our breath also is going out, and quickly we just fastening our hand and gone in ruku just to get that rakat. What kind of a namaz is that? Namaz is that sukoon, sukoon edil, that a person finds that comfort in his heart when he just raises his hands and he surrenders to Allah. When a person was estranged, a baby from the mother, and now he finds the mother, how he finds solace now in the arms of the mother, and how the mother hugs the child, like that we should feel in namaz. That we were out in dunya, in the wilderness, in the wildness of this dunya, and we came now to namaz, and we came to the masjid, to the house of Allah. And namaz, so to say, Allah has taken us up, and He is embracing us now. That solace we should feel. But we are nowhere near Allah Ta'ala also. We are nowhere near anything what is called namaz also. Whole life passes, but our namaz is just an exercise. And that is for those who make namaz. And for those who don't make namaz, there is no namaz in their life. Namaz is very, very important. Namaz has not been made maaf under any circumstances. If we can't make it for the masjid, we have to make it at home. If you can make it to the masjid with the help of somebody, if somebody will push you on a wheelchair and bring you, then you have to come to the masjid. If you can't stand, you must sit and make namaz. If you can't sit, you must lie down and make namaz. If you can't make namaz with ruku and sajda, make it with signs, ishara. But namaz is not made maaf. But today we take namaz very, very lightly. This is the barakat of this month. How many months of Rajab have come in our life, but we did not take the barakat of the month of Rajab. Our yaqeen must be built, that full trust on Allah tabaraka ta'ala. On one time, shaitan, who is always out to destroy people, he came in the form of an atheist in Baghdad, in the very early times of Islam. And he claimed there to all the people, and to put doubts in them, that was called it, he said that, if Allah created everything, who created Allah Ta'ala? His first question. Second question he asked, that you people say Allah sees everything, then in which direction is the face of Allah? The third question he put, that if you believe in Allah, then what is Allah made of? Is He made of iron, of wood, plastic, smoke, air? What is Allah made of? The fourth question, that you say if you do good deeds, you will go to Jannah. And in Jannah, you say that you'll get wonderful food and fruit, and you'll be eating, but you say there are no toilets in Jannah. So what's going to happen? All that what you're going to eat, and there are no toilets in Jannah. And if you do wrong and evil, you will go to Jahannam. The jinn also, the man also. The jinn will also go. Jahannam is fire of Jahannam. Fire, how will it burn fire? So those, the jinn who are doing evil and wrong, how will they be punished? Fire, it doesn't burn fire. Fire burns everything else, it doesn't burn itself. So what are the answers? Great, great ulama answered, gave him his answers from Quran and Hadith. But he said, I don't want manqulat, the answers which have come in Quran and Hadith. I want ma'qulat, logical answers. hemiological answers. For quite a number of days he carried on making noise, walking in all the streets of Baghdad and asking the people. 11-year-old boy came and took on his challenge. And the 11-year-old boy came and asked him, what's your problem? What's your question? So he said, if Allah is the creator of everything, then who created Allah? He told him that count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He stopped there. Carry on. He said, nothing before that. So be nothing before Allah. Allah is the one that has been sent, and Allah is the one that will be forever. He had no answer to that. And then secondly, he said, you say that Allah Ta'ala sees everything. Then in which direction is the eyes, is Allah's face? Which direction is Allah facing? He said, if you go in a dark room, he told him, and you light a candle, and the flame of the candle, which side is the flame of the candle facing? It enlightens the whole room. But which side is the face of the candle? He had no answer for that also. Thirdly, he said, of what is Allah made? Of plastic, of iron, of wood, smoke, air. So he asked him, did you ever witness somebody passing away? He said, yes, I did. He said, before he passed away, how was he? He was back talking, he was normal, all his actions, everything he was doing. But when he passed away, then nothing he was doing. What happened? How this happened? He said, his ruh went out. He said, you believe his ruh went out? He said, yes. So his ruh, what is it made of? Iron? Wood? He said, that I don't know. So he said, like that, Allah is there, but we don't know what is the composition. He is wara'ul wara, beyond comprehension. He is the absolute. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the absolute being. And then he said that when you do good deeds, you'll go to Jannah. You'll get the wonderful namath of Jannah. Like now we're going to get the wonderful namath of Ramadan. The wonderful namath of Jannah we'll get there. But no toilet there. How is that possible? He said, how long were you in your mother's womb? When your mother conceived you, how long were you there? He said, 9 months. Were toilets there in the stomach? Weren't you being nourished? And weren't you being given food there also? When life came into you, you were nourished there. You were fed by the umbilical cord. The food came to you. And which toilet you went to? He had no answer for that also. And then he said, the fire of Jahannam, it will burn the jinnat. How will that happen? He said, if you permit me, I will do something which you might feel offended. He said, no problem. Do what you want to do. So he picked up some sand and threw it with force on his face. So then he got angry. How can you throw sand? So he said, the sand, when I threw it with this force, didn't it cause you pain? He said, yes. And what are you made of? Sand. So sand caused pain to sand. So fire will cause pain to fire also. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. And then he was completely humiliated and disgraced. Anyway, this yaqeen of Allah's Zaat has to come into us. Allah is the creator. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is the creator. And the creator is that being who is not created. A creator does not create. So you can't ask the question, who is before the? He is the one who was there forever. He is the creator. Anyone else, a manufacturer, he manufactures things. Anyone else makes some designs or whatever. But the creator is that being who is there all the time. The question doesn't arise that who was before. If anyone was before the creator, he's not the creator. The creator is that being that was since ever and will remain forever. The absolute, that is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, so this month of Rajab, our yaqeen, on the Zaat of Allah, and our whole deen, just see how beautiful, what the Quran Sharif, the ajaib, the fascinating things of the Quran Sharif, the gharaib, the things which are so exclusive only for the Quran Sharif. We all read very commonly Surah Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Perhaps we did not think of it. But now think of it or go into the Quran and look. The whole surah has got 10 words. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. 10 words of surah has got. It's got 3 ayat, and each ayat has got 10 alphabets. The whole surah has got 10 words. Each ayat has got 10 alphabets. And then these 10 alphabets, which the whole surah has got 10 alphabets, and each ayat ends with Ra. Inna a'tayna al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. And Ra is the 10th alphabet in the Arabic alphabet. How everything Allah structured it. When Surah Kawthar was put on the door of the Kaaba and challenged everyone that brings something like that, he said, we have no answer to this. So the Quran Sharif, what a deen Allah has given us, what a Quran, the fascination of the Quran just absorbs a person. A person gets absorbed with every aspect. What all, how Allah Ta'ala has explained, at the time when there was no word like gynecology, there was no word like biology, there were no scanning machines and no all saunas or anything like that. Perfectly. In fact, medical science learns from the Quran how the whole child is formed in the mother's womb. And whose work is that? It was nobody. Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have that knowledge. It's all the Creator who has explained so perfectly. So this Quran Sharif, our yaqeen on our deen, on every, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And American scientists, when he went to work in Egypt, and there the Muslim scientists were discussing that it comes in the hadith, that when utensil is licked by a dog, then you must wash it 7 times with water, and the first or the 8th time, then with sand you must scour it. So he was wondering why. So he just could not understand. So he took a utensil that was licked by a dog, washed it 7 times, and he put it under the microscope, to see, and he found that it has still got bacteria on it, that the bacteria didn't go. But in spite of washing it 7 times, then he scoured it with sand and he found that the bacteria is gone. So he said, how could a man in the 7th century know about the bacteria of the dog? And that sand is the solution to it. And it will remove that bacteria from it. The sand and water are the most strongest disinfectants. And both of them, make wudu regularly with water. You haven't got water, use sand. The connection between sand and wudu, sand and water, what a great thing. Our deen is a perfect deen. And great, who could they call themselves scientists, they are falling at the feet of the Quran Sharif, at the feet of the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. One teaching. May Allah bless us with that conviction. And we go into Ramadan, that everything what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Quran Sharif, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. That this laylatul qadr has got 9 alphabets. And it's repeated 3 times in the surah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr. 9 times 3 is 27. The general acceptance of all the ulama, laylatul qadr, comes every year in the on the 27th of Ramadan. It might be the other nights too, but the general consensus that it comes on the 27th. So this Quran Sharif, what a kitab Allah has given us. So let us take the barakat of this. And the barakat of the month of Shaban, which is now 3-4 days of coming, let us, the month in which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept the most rozas besides the month of Ramadan. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that our actions are presented by Allah during this period, the month of Shaban, the night of Shabi Barat. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka, inna kunna munzirin, fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakeem, amram min indina, inna kunna mursileen. It's from Allah Ta'ala. Ulama agreed that this happens on the night of the 15th night of Shaban. There are views that is the 27th night of Ramadan. No, rather, Laylatul Qadr. But putting it all together, it appears that this whole process is from the beginning of Shaban till the night of Qadr. And the night, the Shab-e-Barat, has got particular significance in this. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that why he kept so much rozas in Shaban. My actions have been presented by Allah. And I desire that when my actions are being reviewed and decisions are made for my next year, I must be in the state of fasting. Allah will love that person who is fasting. From there also, whenever any particular occasion comes to us, even of joy, don't always only welcome it with feasting, but with fasting also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, and where, right, which is now part of the Haram, that time, Madrasa Shari'iyah, Madrasa Ulum Shari'iyah, Hazrat was there, right, just Babul Nisa and a few steps, and that was where Hazrat was staying. He was so happy that for 40 days he kept Rosa continuously. So we also, any happiness come to us, to keep Rosa, any big occasion, my son getting married, my daughter getting married, with other things, keep Rosa also. Allah will give not barakah. Allah will look with great mercy to that person who is fasting. So this is the month when our actions are presented by Allah Ta'ala. And then they are going on that action, decisions will be made for the coming year. What to now give this person? So let us try and be in the state of fasting. And especially the 15th night, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, قُومُوا لَيْلَهَا. Make ibadat during the night. وَسُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. وَسُومُوا يَوْمَهَا. And on the day, keep fast. And great, great ulama, they all used to fast on the 15th of Shaban. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also stressed the virtues of the fasting of Ayyam al-Bid, the bright days, which are really the bright night, when it is full moon, 13, 14 and 15, on those days keep roza. So how will it be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the month of Shaban, when he fasted the most, and he fasted for the sake when our amal are presented, in Shaban he won't keep the 15th roza. When he stressed on it so much all the other times, then he will be fasting on the 15th of Shaban also. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the 15th night of Shaban is the night of purification, of cleansing. Make tawbah istighfar. When that night comes, make sure our namazes, fajr and isha at least, be with jamaat properly. And make our namazes. And every namaz, like we'll be making zuhr just now, right? Think of it, it's a gift from Allah. And I must appreciate it fully, fully. And I won't get a second chance. The Zohar of today, the 26th of Rajab, the Zohar of the 26th of Rajab will never come in my life again. My first takbir, Allahu Akbar, will never come in my life. The second takbir will come. The third one, but that first takbir will never come again. And the second takbir, when it comes, when I go in ruku, it will never come in my life again. So let me do it the best. Let me not just pass it. It's not, I won't get a second chance. Let me do it the best. So all our ibadat, what we get on that time, we won't get another chance to do it. So let us do it the best. The next we will see that the ibadat of ours will be in the akhirah. Then we'll see how we had done it. And then we will really, really wish that I really did it well. My dunya's thing, they didn't help me at all. And I rushed through my namaz for my dunya's sake, for my customer in the shop, for my pot on the stove, for other things I rushed through my namaz. And that those things didn't help me at all. And my namaz, which I sacrificed for those things, today we'll see what's the form of that namaz. So let us make appreciate this deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us and every aspect. We won't get the second chance. So Allah give us tawfiq. So on this night, purify ourselves. If a person is getting married, say a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock nikah time, and the groom comes in the masjid at 11:05 to 11. He's a motor mechanic and he was working on the car. And he's with his overall and all grease and oil on his body. And he wants to come and sit. They won't allow him to enter the masjid also. They say, go and bath first, cleanse yourself. The great month of Ramadan is coming. What a great, great month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. The month is so honorable. And we come dirty into the month. Allah ordained for us the 15th night of Shaban. Purify yourself. And now come in the month clean. And come now prepared. You are used to your rozas. Try and keep more rozas in Shaban. In Rajab also keep. Shaban also. Don't just leave rozas for Ramadan. Then rozas become like a burden to us. How much of the ummah still today, the majority, 99% or more, Ramadan rozas are like a burden for us. These are great gifts from Allah. What a sad state we have dropped down to, that a gift we regard as a burden. And to eat haram food is enjoyable to us. To eat stunned meat, to eat haram meat, to eat doubtful food, that is enjoyable to us. We can't say how many people who they write also. They say that we are regular with our namaz, everything, but we still can't give up takeaway food. If not anything else, just the chips from the takeaways. All that we should stay away from completely. So we should develop that purity. So, and if we are pure, only pure will be good for us. And if we are dirty, then dirt is enjoyable to us. We find people who are like the rough type of people. They don't enjoy the company of buzurgs and pious people. They enjoy the company of other rough people, of people who are of that type. So what our nafs is, our soul, like that we will also. If we have cleansed ourselves, only purity will appeal to us. Cleanliness will appeal to us. But if we haven't cleansed ourselves, then the dirt and filth will still appeal to us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we stay away from, and especially in the month of Ramadan, we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala on the one side and fear on the other side. That in our country, by and large, till now, it was that Ramzan, Sehri, Iftari, we make at home with the family. But now it's a trend that started here also. In one friend of ours of Malaysia, Maulana Umair, he explained that when he, after he completed his studies and he went, he was the Imam. In Ramadan for the Maghrib Namaz, not a single Muslim. And all the restaurants are booked out 6 months before. All Iftari Dawat, 6 months, 3 months before, all the restaurants, all are gone there and having their Iftari there. And there is no Namaz there. So what have we done? We observe one faraz of Roza and five faraz of Namaz we destroyed. So what's the value of that faraz of Roza also? And that was the case. So he say he made effort now in his masjid. He's getting, alhamdulillah, good. Yeah, also now people are beginning to book out restaurants for iftari. Even for Sehri Dawud. Those are times to turn to Allah. We just make our Sehri quickly, eat quickly. And that is the time to turn to Allah. It's not a time to have parties and going to restaurants or going to people's houses and having da'wahs, etc. So Allah, give us the spirit of Ramadan, which is such a great. It is the month where Allah Ta'ala is rolling out His great namat. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month is so blessed, filled and filled with nur, with light, with barakat, with rahmat from all sides. And then the great, great ibadah, Allahu Akbar. If we would think according to our thinking, that Isha should be made maaf in Ramzan. That you kept the whole day roza. Now you eat a full stomach. Now the gases are gone to your head. Now the Tarawih should be made maaf. But Isha should be made maaf. But Allah increased 20 rakat. And 20 rakat is the 100% sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should not be influenced by any Salafis or anyone. But make out with 20 rakat. No 8 rakat. And try and read it in the correct time. Not try, make sure we read it in the correct time. Today the best tarawih in the town is the one that is the earliest. Awwal waqt. As soon as the time comes in, make their own jamaat. Besides the masjid jamaat. So you must your masjid jamaat. All that tawaf. And you make, and the one that is the fastest. The one that is the earliest and the one that is the fastest. And today our criteria for acceptance, for popularity is numbers. Wherever you, the biggest numbers, those are the places which are most acceptable. It's not numbers that got to do with anything. It's quality that has got to do with everything. Our rozas must be of quality. Our taraweeh must be of quality. Our Ramzan must be of quality. Don't look for the earliest taraweeh. Don't look for the fastest taraweeh. Look for the taraweeh that is correct. That is called taraweeh. Now what is taraweeh? Taraweeh is the plural of tarweeha. Tarweeha is the resting time between after every four rakat. That resting time, that is called tarweeha. So the four tarweehas between the five sets of four namazes, that makes this namaz to be called tarweeha, taraweeh. So, and there's no tarabi and no other some funny words that we have for taraweeh. It is taraweeh and it is from tarweeha. So that namaz is taraweeh in which they are tarweeha. So give time. We won't get this. Once the moon is sighted for Eid, we won't get, we can't make taraweeh namaz. It's an exclusive namaz for Ramadan. So we should look forward to it. And we won't get it in the rest of the year. And to listen to the whole Quran Sharif. For most of us, our Quran Sharif reading is weak. At least we get the opportunity to listen to Hufaz who are reading correctly. If they do make mistakes, they are corrected also. And they read correctly. And today by Allah's fadl, in our country, generally in the world today, that the number of Hufaz that have come, about 40, 50 years ago, it was very difficult to find a person to make taraweeh namaz. Most of the places was only from Alam Tara. And now today, in one town, how many houses, garages, warehouses, shops, taraweeh is taking place. We should make qadr of this. And Allah leaves a ni'mat with us as long as we appreciate it. When we don't appreciate a ni'mat, Allah takes it away again. So when Allah has blessed us with this, let us appreciate it and make the taraweeh and do it properly. It's a great, when it's, you know, the closest a person, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The most closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is when he's making sajda. And in Ramadan, Allah wants to have that closeness. When you are the most beloved to Allah, you are the closest to Allah is when you are in sajda. So Allah said, 20 extra rakat, 40 extra sajdas. So each sajda we should look at, we should cherish that sajda. That in Ramadan is the time of this great love making with Allah. To be the closest to Allah. And Allah, after listening to about 2-3 pages of the Quran Sharif, now you are gone in ruku, now you are gone in sajda by Allah. How happy is not Allah? So Allah, give us, make, this is what is called the purpose of coming to the Khanqa, our Islah, our connection with Allah. How much we make our Islah, how much our hearts are clean, so much Allah will come in that heart. And then our hearts will yearn for Allah Ta'ala. They won't yearn for the shop. They won't yearn for our sports, for our other things. They won't yearn for some fishing trip or for some hunting trip. They will yearn for Allah, for the Ibad. And more than that person is a sign that he is now close to Allah when he enjoys to be alone, just by himself. Nobody else around him. And he's just in the zikr of Allah. And he gets enjoyment in there. The people of the world can't understand this. And he can't understand how the people of the world are mixing, talking, laughing, man, woman together, music, photos being taken, and all mixing together. He can't understand, how can you be possible in such a place, in the fire of Jahannam? How can you find enjoyment in the fire of Jahannam? Flirting around with other women, joking with everyone. And in there you find, you laugh and you enjoy. And for deen's sake, Quran Sharif, no effect on the heart. Like now also, the Nizam was read of Nabi, Yasubhi Madina, and no effect on us. How can that be possible? When the name of your beloved is taken, you just jump up. Now, Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that an old lady sitting on the stoop of her house, she saw a man passing, a young man, and the old lady, she told him, come, here, have a cup of tea. So he said, why me for a cup of tea? She said, you look like my son. And because of that look, you remind me of my son, and that gives me happiness. So something that just resembles our deen, that brings us, should make us happy. But yeah, actual deen also, and we don't feel anything. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then this month is coming, what a month. When the first night of Ramadan comes, Allah beautifies Jannat from the beginning of the year, which means from Muharram. And it is beautified all the time. It is perfumed all the time. Everything, a great occasion is coming for the month of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala Himself is beautifying and making Jannat beautiful. And then when the first night of Ramadan comes, a wonderful, sweet-smelling breeze comes from under the arsh of Allah, which is called Muthira. And when it blows, it makes the leaves of the trees of Jannat rustle. And then they give off a melodious sound. The fragrance is, you can't speak about the fragrance of Jannah. And that wonderful fragrance and the wonderful music also comes in the hadith. Those who listen to music in this world will be deprived of the music of Jannah. And what that music will be, Allahu Akbar. And so that all that beauty, and after that, the wonderful woman, the Hurul Een of Jannat, come out from the palaces of Jannat. They come out onto the balconies of those palaces. And then they also impress you. This is a very special night, the first night. And then they asked Ridwan, who is the keeper of Jannat, which night is this? What is the special night? He said, it's the first night of Ramadan. And then they beg and they say, is there anyone who will seek us in marriage to them? So on the first night of Ramadan, we are all getting proposals from the Hurul Een to marry them. Abdul Wahid was a great worshipper, abid of Allah Ta'ala, and he should make a lot of ibadat. One night he was overpowered with sleep and he couldn't finish all his reading what he normally does. He dreamt of a beautiful Hur of Jannah. She said, I'm your wife in Jannah. But if you want me, pay the meher in the world now. What is the meher? That completes all your readings every night. Don't miss out your readings every night. He says, since then, not one night did he sleep, one moment at night. Whole night he used to be engaged in his ibadah. So this is the time, if we want that Hur, they are proposing to us. But now, and this wonderful month of Ramadan is coming, let us do what we have to do. Not we are smoking cigarettes and we want the Hur of Jannah. She's not going to come and you are having taha and you are having all other things. Then where did Hur of Jannah? Do what you do. Recite or tasbihat, tilawat of Quran Sharif, dua, then see there forever and ever. There we will see, and clearly it comes in the Quran Sharif, people who are involved in dunya, they will be so sorry on the day of Qiyamah. And those who did what they had to do, they will be appreciating. They will be enjoying. So this wonderful time, Allah is rolling out this wonderful dastarkhan, this wonderful tablecloth of the namats of Jannah. Hey, that is all for us, just for the eating. We just have to come and just enjoy that meal which Allah is sending. And for everyone they eat, the wonderful roast and the wonderful bride, and the wonderful everything all from Allah's side. So our tilawat of Quran, fortunate are those who have built an affinity, a love for Quran Sharif, for love of zikr, love of dua, and they feel at home when they do these things. And this is now the time. So let us not let this Ramadan, we let so many Ramadans. If I'm 50 years old, 50 Ramadans I've let gone waste. If I'm 60 years old, 60 Ramadans I've let gone waste. make it up for this Ramadan. And Allah is so merciful. When you make it up correctly, and you make Tawbah, all the past also Allah puts in your credit again. And if we miss out and we die without doing it, there won't be anyone who is more sorrowful that when he dies and he sees what opportunities, so easy, how wonderful to have earned Akhirat, and I deprived myself. So let us not deprive ourselves. This Ramadan won't come back again. The Ramadan of 1446, this Ramadan, it won't come back again to us. Let us make the best. And then Eid will come, what is called Eid, that enjoyment and that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then see the last night of Ramadan also. A person connects himself more with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to really appreciate this wonderful occasion that is here at our doorstep. Make the best of Shaban also. And make our niyat for Ramadan also. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Make dua, Allah keep us safe. Our health, all things. We mustn't be getting involved now in some court case, running to hospitals, or we are lying in the hospital. We are in a coma in the hospital in Ramadan. Or we have to go and see family members. That is our duty, and for that also is sawab. But now, what to Ramadan we have to be doing, we can't do. And keep Ramadan safe and conducive for ibadat for us also. Let it not be that anything is so difficult in Ramadan that we can't observe Ramadan. And what we earn, then be concerned that it stays with us forever and ever also. Shaitan doesn't let you earn in the first place. When you earn, he robs you of your earnings. So we must be careful and make sure that we see to our earnings in this month of Ramadan. And after that, keep it safe, not only till mort, right through, till Jannah. Allah must say, all our deeds, let us not destroy them. And it is so easy that we destroy and lose our good deeds. Allah give us tawfiq, accept inshallah.